In an address to the occasion, Delta State Governor Dr. Ifeanyi Okowa noted the state government was aiming to harness the rich tourism potentials of the state to diversify the economy and create job opportunities in line with the administration's job creation policy. The governor, represented by the secretary to the state government, Chiedu Ebie, assured the audience that the state government has ensured a peaceful environment for tourism to thrive alongside other efforts to revamp the sector.
Delta State has concluded plans to establish a world-class leisure and amusement park and an international film village here in Asaba. It is also noteworthy that the renowned Mungo Park House restoration and upgrade by the Delta State Government is nearing completion.
Also, the Minister of Information and Culture, Alhaji Lai Mohammed, represented by the DG, Nigerian Tourism Development Corporation, Mr. Folorunsho Koka, described the tourism sector as a huge revenue source while emphasizing the government's commitment to maximize its potentials by revitalizing key infrastructure and enacting smart policies.
Some of these find expression in the renovation and remodeling of some major international airports across the country, hosting of international events such as sports and conferences, incentives for investors in hotels, linearization and simplification of our visa regime.
Meanwhile, the State Commissioner, Directorate of Culture and Tourism, Mr. Lawrence Ejiofor, said the theme of the celebration was apt and expressed the hope that the hosting of the 2019 National Tourism Day celebration would expose the state to new opportunities and reposition the state tourism sector. The event featured dance presentation by various cultural groups and an exhibition of the rich cultural heritage of Delta State in Asaba. Ogenero Ewere, Radio Nigeria.